माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी। यमुना तीरावन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल। प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल।
जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 52 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड रुक्मिणीज मैसेज टू कृष्णा। टुडे वी विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 एंड 17। We'll discuss 16 and 17. Recite text number 16. Bhagavan api Govinda upaye me kurudvaha vaidharbhim bhishmakasutam shriyo matram svayamvare। भगवान अपि गोविंद उपये मे कुरुद्वह वैदर्भिं भीष्मकसुतां श्रियो मात्रां स्वयंवरे। भगवान अपि गोविंद उपये मे कुरुद्वह वैदर्भिं भीष्मकसुतां श्रियो मात्रां स्वयंवरे। भगवान अपि गोविंद उपये मे कुरुद्वह वैदर्भिं भीष्मकसुतां श्रियो मात्रां स्वयंवरे। भगवान अपि गोविंद उपये मे कुरुद्वह वैदर्भिं भीष्मकसुतां श्रियो मात्रां स्वयंवरे। माताजी word to it before that text number 17 pramathya tarasa ragya shalvadim chaitya pakshagan pashyatam sarva lokanam tarksha putra sudhamiva। word to word translation, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Api, indeed, Govindah, Krishna, Upayeme, married, Kurudvah, oh hero among the Kurus, Parikshit, Vaidarbhim, Rukmini, Bhishmaka Sutam, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, Shriyah, of the goddess of fortune, Matram, the plenary portion, Swayamvare, by her own choice, Pramathya, subduing, Tarasa, by force, Ragya, kings, Shalva Adin, Shalva and others, Chaidya of Shishupal, Pakshagan, the supporters, Pashyatam, as they looked on, Sarva, all, Lokanam, the people, Tarkshaputrah, the son of Tarksha, Garuda, Sudham, the nectar of heaven, Eva, as. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O hero among the Kurus, the Supreme Lord Himself, Govinda, married Bhishmaka's daughter, Vaidarbhi, who was a direct expansion of the goddess of fortune. The Lord did this by her desire, and in the process He beat down Shalva and other kings who took Shishupal's side. Indeed, as everyone watched, Sri Krishna took Rukmini just as Garuda boldly stole nectar from the demigods. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami gives the following profound comments on these two verses. The words Shriyo Matram indicate that beautiful Rukmini is a direct expansion of the eternal goddess of fortune. Therefore, she is worthy to be the bride of the personality of Godhead. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.67, Shriya Kantaha Kantaha Parama Purushaha. In the spiritual world, all the female lovers of goddess of fortune are goddess of fortune, and male lover is the Supreme Personality. Thus, Srila Jiva Goswami explains, Srimati Rukmini Devi is a plenary portion of Srimati Radharani. The Kartikya Mahatmya section of the Padma Puran states, Kaishore Gopakanyasta Yavane Rajakanyakaha. In the childhood pastimes, Sri Krishna enjoyed with the daughters of cowherd men. And in the adolescence, he enjoyed the daughters of the kings. Similarly, in the Skanda Purana, we find this statement. Rukmini Dwaravatyam tu Radha Vrindavane Vane. Rukmini is in the Dwaraka, what Radha is in the forest of Vrindavan. The term Swayamvare here means by one's own choice, although the word often refers to a formal Vedic ceremony in which an aristocratic girl may select her own husband. Here it indicates the informal and indeed unprecedented events surrounding Krishna's marriage to Rukmini. In fact, Sri Krishna and Srimati Rukmini chose each other because of their eternal transcendental love. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha
श्रीरूपं साग्रजात सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज स्पेशली संकीर्तन प्रभु so that I can speak on this exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 10th canto. In today's verse, we are going to discuss the first and foremost marriage of infallible Lord Shri Krishna with Rukmini ji. Krishna had 16,108 wives. And this is the first time he is mentioning his first marriage, and that too in one verse. So, like Srimad, like Sukadev Goswami, all the acharyas test the eagerness of disciples about hearing Krishna Katha. So, after hearing this in later verses, we'll see that how Parikshit Maharaj is very intrigued. He is very eager to know what exactly has happened. And you know, you are telling everything in one verse. I want to know in everything in detail. And like Parikshit Maharaj, all the pure devotees pass this test of the acharyas, because there is no other business as such for the devotees of the Lord. Lord knows this. He describes in Bhagavad Gita that Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. That my devotees takes only pleasure in describing my activities. They enlighten each other by discussing my topics, my activities. In that way, I also give them knowledge so that they can give. They can understand this particular absolute knowledge. Specifically, this 10th canto is kept for the very exalted devotees, and Prabhupada so many times mentioned that neophytes should always stick to the first and second cantos. But when the service comes where we have to speak on the such exalted topics, we should follow the acharyas. The same thing, Vidura, when asked Maitreya Rishi about, I want to know everything about what Lord Krishna told you while departing to the spiritual world. Maitreya Rishi humbly says that, in spite of my inability, that I have not understood everything. There is humble mood, but whatever I can collect, I can recollect, whatever I have heard from my superiors and from Lord Krishna, I'll try my level best to tell you, because in that process I will purify myself, especially my tongue. Because if I don't do that, then the tongue, which is the most important sense will always remain unchaste, because we have seen that in this material world, if we don't work hard to uplift ourselves, then automatically we go down. Bhagavatam describes the nature of living entity is just like water. Nimnam apa swayam viva. We have seen that whenever there is a water leakage, water naturally, there is a tendency to flow downwards. We never see water going flowing upwards. Similarly, if we don't associate with devotees and discuss Krishna Katha, all of our senses will go, will discuss only nonsense. That's why Maitreya says that, Tathapi kirtayami anga yatha mati yatha shrutam kirtim harer swam sat kartum giram anya abhida asatim. Like all our senses, this jiva can be purified by this vibration of the transcendental sound of Krishna, His holy name and His pastimes. In that way, we'll try to discuss today's verse. The scene is that in the purport, in the translation, it is described that Lord did this. Lord kidnapped Rukmini by her desire. So Lord is there. He sees the intensity, eagerness of devotee to come back to him, and then he reciprocates. So Rukmini ji, we are going to see the whole picture. How she has started this, how she has come to this position where she cannot live without Krishna, that she is now at this moment before the kidnapping, she is praying that if you don't come now, because within a moment what will happen, that the marriage ceremony will start and I will be given to someone whom I don't want to be given. So she says that, she prays that I will commit suicide and I will take rebirth and do strong penance and in order to get you as my husband, Krishna. So, if we see this particular position of Rukmini Devi, that she, when in her Bhishmaka's palace, the rishis and sages used to come from Dwarka, they always used to glorify and talk about Krishna's beauty, his activities, and she used to hear it with faith. And by constant hearing, what happened? She became attracted to Krishna. And now the purport says that Krishna, while kidnapping Rukmini, beat down the Shalvas and party, the Jarasandha, Shishupal. These all big demons who are staunch enemies of Krishna. So they have made a very elaborate arrangement, that strong security, that Krishna should not come here, should not spoil the show. And still, when Krishna sees that now Rukmini cannot live without me, from nowhere Krishna appears and he kidnaps Rukmini. Just right in front of them, they looked on and Krishna takes away Rukmini. We all living entities, conditioned living entities, always are very eager to hear the adventurous stories, right? Someone who is escaping from the prison house. There are many movies, many novels been written, and everyone wants to hear that, wants to see that. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj want to know that, you know, what exactly has happened, because how this has happened, and the thing exactly escape has happened. So we, being a conditioned living entity, should also desire like Rukmini, that what should be our activities, my activities, so that I will escape from this prison house. First of all, just like on Monday, Prabhupada was giving lecture, he was saying that first of all, we should understand what is our position. Our position is we are in the prison house, we are prisoners. When we come to this position, then our activities will be on the right track. Otherwise, if you think that we are in the society, the prisoner thinks that this is my world, then there is no hope. So similarly, the eagerness to come out of the prison house should be there. Then Krishna helps. Krishna personally gives an example to Uddhava in 11th canto that he says, Avanti Brahmana's example, that he lived his life, and then at the fag end of his life he became so frustrated that he says, I know that this is all useless, and I know my better position, my highest position is to serve Krishna. And then he kind of take a vow. He says, Etam sa asthaya paratmanishtham adhyasitam purva tamer maharshibhi aham tarishyami durantavaram tamo mukundangri nishevaya. That I will follow the same path which the acharyas have followed. Mahajano yena gatastapanta. Because I have to pass, I have to cross over this ocean of birth and death. It's enough of that. But he does, just like Rukmini, as a Kshatriya could have taken the weapons and fought with Shalya, Rukmi, that I don't want to get married with such and such guy. As a Kshatriya, she could have done that. But it's impossible, because being a lady, and these are the demons, powerful demon, it's impossible for her to win, to have a victory over them. So she took the right path to access the invincible power of Krishna, that nobody can defeat them. Similarly, Avanti Brahmana takes to that what path? He says, Tamo Mukundangri Nishevaya. That all the previous acharyas, what they did? With full fixed devotion to the lotus feet of Lord, they worshipped the Lord, and that way they were able to cross over the ocean of birth and death. Krishna guarantees this in the Bhagavad Gita, that he says, those who take to this particular penance, that yes, I have to purify myself and follow the regulative principles, serve the devotees under the guidance of spiritual master, give all the fruits of activities to Krishna, mai sarvani karmani, what happens is, tesham aham samuddhartha mrutyu samsara sagrat. I will personally come to deliver him. What he wants? Struggle from our side. Because we ourselves cannot cross this ocean, however we try hard. Just like Rukmini could not fight with these demons, similarly, a conditioned soul cannot fight with Maya. It's like a hopeless match where a small kid cannot go and challenge a sumo wrestler. He will be smashed without notice. So similarly, Maya is very powerful. So we have to access the power which is more powerful than Maya. So this right path, if it has been taken, Krishna says, within no time I'll come. Bhavami na chirat partha. Maya avishita chetastam. Those who keep their mind always fixed on my lotus feet, my activities, my holy name, within short time I'll purify them and I'll take them back. I remember whenever there's a discussion of the escape, there is the greatest escape well known in the history, that the event happened during the World War II, 1939 to 1945, that during those time Nazis, the Germans used to capture the British, various countries, generals and commander-in-chief and all the military people. They used to keep them in the camp, which was very highly security, very highly guarded, and those camps were known as POWs, prisoners of war. And very well known that the escape from such prison houses were impossible. But still, these people were so, as being materialists, just imagine, this should give us impetus to work hard to come out of the material world. That how they work hard. 250 prisoners in one camp. They decide to come out, get out of that. What they do, and high organization, I mean very powerful organization, distribution of jobs, and how to keep the guards away in another activity, and who will dig, and how the noise pollution will be subsided, what should be done. All this is done, and not one tunnel, they start digging three tunnels, so that if one tunnel gets blocked by some way, others will work. That is the hard work, that we have to get out of that prison house. And somehow, by their determination, 76 out of 250 people, prisoners, they escape from the prison house. So this particular thing should be always on our mind, that you know, eagerness like Rukmini Devi, if we show in our life to come out of this, then it is possible. And the specific mention was given that what they found, these people were searching in this group, was one prisoner was archaeologist. He knew the knowledge of the soil, so he found out that underneath the hard surface of the earth, there is a soil which is very specific quality, that if you just keep pricking, then the soil will come automatically. There is no enough hard work is required, and that way they could be they did it. So in the Kali Yuga, where we see that it's very impossible for us to get out of it. Why? Because we ourselves are not very powerful, as in other yugas people were very determined, long life, so much energy and fixed mind, where they could do meditation. So how will it work? Because in this Kali Yuga, where what is our capacity? Only what we do is we just can vibrate our tongue all the day long. What we do apart from other activities, most of the time we speak, right? And we mostly what we speak is nonsense only. If we see that in the current age, if one event happens, it has been broadcasted in more than 50 news channel. The same news channel speaks the same event. So there is so much energy is wasted. So particularly this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this loophole which they found. In Kali Yuga, the loophole is Kalair Doshi Nidhe Rajan Astin Ekon Mahan Gunan Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajat. The same vibration capacity where we are vibrating the tongue, the tendency should be diverted to do somehow either speak Krishna Katha or chant His holy name. And that way is very easy for us to find a way out of this Kali Yuga, which is very otherwise it is impossible. We can't do yajna, we cannot have a we do not have wealth to do the elaborate deity worship or do meditation for long years. We don't have such life, long life. So in that way we can do that. And what there is no qualification required for that. Bhagavatam describes that kirata hunanda pulinda pulkasha. Whatever sinful life one may be living, if only he takes the right process is there. What? Chanting the holy name of the Lord. But through which channel? There is channel is required. That is channel is ye anya cha papa yad apashrayashraha shrayashraya shuddhanti tasmai prabha vishname namaha. So we cannot directly contact Krishna, so contact those yad upashrayashraya, those who have taken shelter of Vishnu, that is the acharya, spiritual master. They can purify us. They can have that much power which Lord has, they can uplift us. And one of such great devotee of Lord is Srila Prabhupada. Day before yesterday, we celebrated the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. I just made a small offering for him. And how he had, I just wanted to share a little bit during this class, that how he has done so much to us, that we are eternally indebted to him. So a few of what he exactly gave to us is, for all of us, for 10,000 years, whoever comes into the ISKCON, he wanted them to build their devotional life on four pillars. What are those? He says books are the basis. He has written so many literatures for us. He wanted that all the members of ISKCON should read the books, not only distribute. Prabhupada many times mentioned in the previous era that there the notion of the new devotees was that now we are already become devotees, so we have to distribute these books to make others devotee. It's not for us. Prabhupada said that if you read, if you distribute my books, you will stay happy. But if you read them, then you stay. Otherwise, you. That's what the history says, that many of them who have not taken Prabhupada's instruction of reading his books regularly, seriously, they have difficulty in their life. So the books means, reading books means it comes hearing. Just like this, the chanting means not only chanting but hearing attentively. So the Shravanam is the basic principle of the first and foremost principle in bhakti, that it starts, purification starts from the Shravanam. That's what we are discussing here. That Rukmini Devi is also here. Her attraction toward Krishna started when she started hearing about his qualities. And this particular hearing, Prabhupada writes elaborately in the first canto, this is the path of self-realization. Shrunvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hriday Antastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Srutsatam. What happens is, your heart is filled with all the abhadra, unwanted thing, anarthas, which are no way are giving us any substantial happiness. So that first thing it happens. If you want to live in a particular room, then first thing we will do is what? We will clean that particular place. So Krishna, when we hear Krishna Katha from the authoritative sources, then it becomes more faster. Krishna personally, who is Suruśratam, is a friend of all living entities. He personally helps them to clean their heart of all abhadras. And once that happens is, tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayasye cheta ete rana vidham sitam sattve prasidati. Everyone is, now in Kali Yuga this is very rampant, that early in the morning, 5 o'clock, people start their working till 11 o'clock. But the passion and tamo gunda, the ignorance is so prominent that people are not happy. They know it. And they can't come up to what? Sattva guna, which is the symptom of sattva guna is happiness. It makes us happy. So as we hear continuously, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, every day, we hear Bhagavatam, what happens is the influence of this tamo and rajo will subside, and the aggravation of kama and lobha is because of passion and ignorance, that will subside. And when this, the main ingredient of our unhappiness, these are subsided, automatically what will happen is sthitam sattve prasidati. We see our previous life coming before coming to Krishna consciousness, and now substantially we are happy, right? The way we are approaching, we are taking seriously the devotional service, that way everyone understand how much I am progressing. So at least everyone knows that we have given up so many unwanted things. We are in the process to give all the unwanted things, but we have given substantial things. And what happens thus is, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogata, the transcendental subject matter of Krishna and his devotees will come into our heart only when we are prasanna, we are happy. Otherwise it will never go inside our ears. We have experienced this, that when initially we started hearing any lecture, nothing came inside. Why? Because we have blocked our ears. We never ever wanted to hear ourselves to be servants and wanted others to be glorified before us. More, every day the same person being glorified, not me.
Prabhupada, that's why he has created a system where the ear holes will be opened automatically. The prasad goes in, automatically the what happens? The ear holes opens and then Shravanam will work hard, work faster. And that way, these effects will be seen. And the most important event will happen when the knot in our heart, Bhidyate Hridaya Granthis, Chidyante Sarva Samshaya, Kshiyante Chasya Karmani, Drishta Evatmanishvara. The idea that this matter will give us happiness, this is the knot we have tied when we came into this material world, that very source will be attacked. And slowly, all the doubts we had about Lord and what about this material world, all the misconception will be cut to pieces. And then what we are doing right now is, in ignorance, whatever we are doing is we are just putting ourselves into the further misery, fruitive actions. What we do is we are just reaping the fruits of those activities in the future. So that particular chain of fruitive activities will be stopped. In that way, this hearing process, the Shravanam works. And Srila Prabhupada very emphatically said that devotees have to serve, but when there is a class, they have to hear it. And everyone should take time every day, 1 hour, to read my books. Otherwise, there is no fast purification. And the mention of who speaks, this, the authority when he speaks, that makes a faster purification. I have experienced this in one of the Vrindavan Yatra. It happened that many groups went for different sites, and it was planned that they will come at particular time, take lunch, and then Maharaj will give a discourse. But somehow it happened that all were scattered and they were coming in different groups. So it happened that two groups came and took prasad, and one group or two groups were coming, planning to come late, so Maharaj started discourse. And it was a thing that people were sitting, some are taking prasad, and already the discussion is, the Krishna Katha is going on. And always, as usual, I was searching for a volunteer for a plate washing. So I contacted the person and I said, who was supposed to give us the volunteers, and I said, give me one person. And he found out one very rich person in the sense, he must be the very new person, not very much into the philosophy maybe. So he came as he had a very rich attire with embroidered dhoti and kurta with golden buttons and all. He said, just you assist this person. And told him that, don't make noise. Just collect whoever comes with the plate, remove the remnants quietly, and put the plates in another box. So this was a shock for his life that he had never done such service. But he stood there. But the thing was arranged in such a way that the half of the crowd were looking towards us. It was open. So he felt so embarrassed to stand and do this humble service. So what he did was just to tell this, that I am not a normal man. So this is way back 2-3 years. So he took out his mobile, it's a big mobile. Now it's a very common thing many people have, but in the 2-3 years back, it was a rare commodity. So he took out that, So he held his phone in his left hand, and in one hand, he was doing this. So it was making noise. So I reminded him that, Prabhu, please, you are disturbing. And you also hear. Don't do this, because you have to hear also, because we are in Vrindavan. And suddenly, then Maharaj spoke. You might be billionaire or millionaire in this material world, but don't think that you can buy anything in this Vrindavan. A speck of dust of this Vrindavan is more valuable than all the wealth of this world. When I told him, he heard it. He immediately became alarmed. And then Maharaj said that, our real position is the happiness which we are searching will be there only when we become servant and ready to do all the menial services. Then you will experience the joy. Maharaj was speaking very loudly. And not your $1 billion will help you to get that happiness. So suddenly this person, I was watching because I was just standing behind him, what he is doing, because I was focusing that he should not make noise while doing service. Then the three village ladies, devotees, they came with the plate. And suddenly he said, stop. So now with one hand, I said, what is now he going to do? So he just kept his mobile in the pocket. He folded his sleeves. And while doing it, some of the remnants has contaminated his shirt, very costly shirt also. And he took politely one plate and with his own hand started cleaning all the remnants and quietly putting things. And the next day, I thought the effect will be gone. But next day, I found that he was the first person right into the plate washing den where we have a hot water pot. And he was first there, scrubbing very. So that is the effect. I discussed with him that, the authority, when he speaks, the effect, this faster effect happens. Because we took long time to. But when the authority speaks and we are ready, then what happens? Krishna, through Acharya or Krishna Swayam, he comes where? To lift us from this material world. Second, Prabhupada was emphasized, preaching is the essence. He said, we have to preach. Once I was hearing Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaj, he said that, what is our business in Bombay? Why were he was giving class to the brahmacharis that we have no business but preaching. Otherwise, we would be going to the self-sustained community and we'll do our sadhana better, right? Why Prabhupada went to New York to give the message? We are not the bhajanandi, we are kirtanandi. So we have to preach. The preaching is the essence. So every day we have to preach. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was more strong on it. He says, one who has life will preach. That means we have to preach. Like that he, and Prahlad Maharaj also being an acharya in our parampara, he, while praying to Lord Narasimhadev, said, generally what has been seen, prayana deva muniyo svo vimukti kama maunam charanti vijane na pararthanishta. We see that very few have desired to go out of this prison house, escape from this prison house. Very few. And out of that, many will have the selfish motive. What? Svo vimukti kama. How I can get liberated? They stop it. For that, what will they do? Either take the vow of the silence, maunam, and charanti vijane. They don't go to the Bombay or, in New York. They will go to Himalaya. Maunam charanti vijane. Where there is no one, and they will do their practice. Why? Because it's better, faster way in that their sense that to become pure, liberated. They have no pararthanishta. There is no desire to give what they have received from the superior authorities to uplift others. So, but I am not like that. Prahlad Maharaj says that I will stay here to preach and see that everyone, all of the people who are addicted or stick to this material or want to live here forever, I want to uplift them, all of them. Till that time, I will stay here. So this is our preaching mood. Prabhupada always emphasized that our mission is to preach. That is the essence. Third thing he said, to emphasize this, I wanted to give one example. How this effect that one may say, we should preach, but what effect we can do? What influence we can make? Many devotees have this experience that we are preaching to so many, from so many years, but no product is coming. So one of my friend from Nair Dental, he has a desire. He had still has a desire to bring his friend circle from the deep material attachment to the some devotional life. So he carries the Charanamrut and Sandesh every day and give them. And he keeps giving me feedback weekly, monthly. Prabhuji, kuch nahi ho raha hai. Wo sirf khate hai. Aur baad mein, they do nothing. I mean, they are not interested to come. But I said, keep doing, ho jayega. And then recently he approached me, and one of the guy who was most rebellious, he used to eat it, but he was like, kuch nahi kaam karta. Like that. So he somehow, and I'm his wife, somehow something happened and he somehow left the meat eating. And then his wife and his family were against that. Why this person is making giving him something, that's why he's doing the disturbance in our family. And then this person who passed some, you know, UPSC or something, and then he was posted in very nice other government hospital. And now, recently the news came that now this Kartik month, he has kept the Deepdan in his house for 2-3 days, calling all the families in the surrounding area. This is the effect. So he has all, and whole family has accepted this. Now he is connected to Juhu, near Andheri he is shifted. So the point of we are making is, at least we can make some difference, not the full that we are preaching to some guy and next day will become completely purified. It will never happen, but we can make some contribution. That is what Prabhupada emphasized. We have a short of time. So we'll go to the third, what Prabhupada is giving, the utilities principle. He said, all the facilities and gadgets we can use, all our skills we can use for in the service of Krishna. That is for preaching work. But we should be guided by the authorities and the seniors so that these things should not eat us up. The good example is the Chanakya, who lived an exemplary life where he used everything in the service of the kingdom, but when it came to his maintenance, he lived like a normal renunciant, not lavishly. Simple living, high thinking. The Prabhupada always emphasized that. And he says, purity the force. At the end of day, we should understand that our strong connection with Krishna, that is going to help us. That is going to save us, not our skills of making big, big temples or the preaching in big way. So we should have that long-lasting stay, means we have to have a deep connection with Krishna. So sadhana and service to senior devotees, that will help. The second part of this purport describes that Lord Krishna took Rukmini in the same way as Garuda stole the nectar from the demigods. The proper example, the perfect example is given. But it's very contrast to the material perspective. No materialist will want to have his activities compared with his servant. If a lady, somebody comes up and says that, oh lady, your smile is very, very beautiful, just like your servant. So what will happen? She'll blast it. What is this nonsense? Prabhupada many times quoted the story of the zamindar whose wife was sick, and the doctor came, and she said she has a 103 degree fever. And the zamindar said, anyway, you have come, so why not you check my servant also, maid servant, she also is sick. So he checked and found out she has 104 fever. So when the zamindar, wife of the zamindar, heard that, said, it's impossible. She can't have 104. Why? Because she's servant. How can she have more than me? It's impossible. So that is the material consciousness, where nobody wants to compare oneself with a servant. But exactly opposite to the absolute real I am, where the Lord takes pleasure when he is compared to his devotees. So if you see Garudji, not only in this 10th canto, the whole 12th canto, Garudji's presence is there. Always. There is no time. But right from the first canto till 12th canto, every canto will find Lord's activity has been compared to Garuda. And the Garudji stealing nectar is also very adventurous. It's not a normal game, because just see, the demigods live by the power of nectar. They want to protect anything but nectar. I mean, the nectar is the life and soul of demigods. So how that will be guarded, and that prison, that particular the security was destroyed by Garuda to steal the nectar. Similarly, the Shalva and Shishupal, Jarasandha, these are not normal people. They were the most powerful demons of that time, and they were, and Rukmi also, they were very much ready that Krishna may come and create a turbulence, so we should make sure that he should not come. And there Krishna coming and snatching, kidnapping Rukmini. So that was the appropriate example given here. Prabhupada also did the same thing as Garuda, that Garuda stole nectar from the demigod. Prabhupada from the Western world got his nectar-like disciples, you know. Just imagine, in those time, if the Americans would know that what Prabhupada is going to do here, they would have banned him from America. But how Prabhupada went and brought the gems-like devotees, his disciples, now which they are taking his work a very well way. So we are eternally indebted to Prabhupada. And we pray that we should be always loyal to Prabhupada, and try our level best to come out of this prison house. And then only we have a guarantee that Krishna there will help us to uplift us. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.